Happy World Vegetarian Day, bright viewers. Today we will be commemorating the auspicious start of Vegetarian Awareness Month. For the entire month of October, activities will be held around the world promoting the joys and benefits of a compassionate vegetarian lifestyle. Yesterday, we presented to you highlights from this year of international cooking shows showcasing colourful cultures, age-old traditions, and simply scrumptious recipes. On our special feature today, we bring to you memorable moments with our past guest chefs and vegetarian destinations.
My name is Sherry Soria, and I'm coming to you from Living Light Culinary Arts Institute.
Often regarded as the mother of raw food gourmet cuisine, Miss Cherie Soria has instructed world-famous raw food chefs like Roxanne Clean and Chad Sarno.
So now I'm going to mix everything together, and we'll have our beautiful sea palm and cucumber salad, all raw and vegan, and of course health promoting. At Living Light, that's really what we're all about. In fact, our motto is, we make healthy living delicious.
Stuffed shells is one of the first recipes I learned how to make when I was a kid in grade school. And I loved it because it was so rich and creamy and cheesy and gooey and so hearty, and it was just such a comfort food. And you know, this was another one of the things I didn't want to give up when I became vegan, so I had to make up my own way of satisfying that craving. And so I made this recipe, and it's a much healthier version.
Hi, I'm Jason Janiak. I'm a certified raw food chef and also the owner of Raw Creations, a raw vegan dessert business. I'm going to be doing some demos for you. I'm going to be doing a sweet potato pudding and then also a coconut chia pudding as well.
This is sweet potato pudding.
Sweet potato pudding.
Yeah.
All right.
You love sweet potato pie?
Yeah.
I'm sure you'll enjoy it.
Is that right? Let me taste it.
Oh, you let me know.
It's delicious. I like it.
Well, thank you.
Yeah. It's real good.
Appreciate it.
Wow.
Hi again, Lisa.
Hi, Namisha.
It's time for our second Canadian Thanksgiving recipe. We are making a nut loaf today, and because it's all vegetables, we're saving turkeys again.
Yay! Happy Thanksgiving to the turkeys
and to all of us. The turkeys want to have something to be thankful for as well.
They'll be thankful for us and our lovely dinner.
Today I'm going to show you how to make a vegan ravioli, and we're going to make a tofu cashew ricotta cheese, we're going to make out our own dough, and we'll also make a nice pesto to top the ravioli with.
Vou pegar duas colheres e mostrar como que eu vou fazer. Olha como fica bonita a nossa moqueca. A culinária vegana é muito mais abrangente do que a maioria pensa. Assim. A gente se abstém de produtos de origem animal, mas abre um leque muito grande de possibilidades. Possibilidades são essas. A inúmera variedade de vegetais. É isso. Façam as receitas. Vocês podem criar em cima disso.
Professional vegan chef friends offered new ideas on how to transform traditional dishes into magnificent vegan creations.
During this show, you're going to see food which has traditional names and traditional flavors, but made with soy protein and soy ingredients, with no egg and no dairy, and of course, no meat. The first thing we're going to cook today is ceviche. Ceviche is a food from Peru. And it's really cooked in acid. Now we're going to do something that is very American. It's called tuna salad. Now, for the big, big number here. This is our bouillabaisse. Oh, thank you. Bouillabaisse is a French dish. And it's really fish which has been cooked in a stew. Today we're going to deal with American foods, hearty foods, and foods that have become almost American. We'll do chicken adobo, which started in the Philippines as a wonderful combination of acid and chicken and black pepper, and it is absolutely delicious. Our second meal today will be barbecued ribs. The same kind of barbecued ribs that you see on television and restaurants all across the United States. Except these barbecued ribs are made without meat and they taste almost exactly the same. So, I have a guest. And she's a terrific host and a beautiful actress and a really good friend of mine, Michelle Harris. Michelle, come on in. Hey! Hi, kiddo.
Oh, thank you for having me.
My pleasure. Thank you. You like bananas?
I love bananas. They're one of my favorite fruits.
Yes. So let's make a banana dog.
All right. Okay. So what is a banana dog? Tell me what it is.
Okay. A banana dog is a hot dog with a banana.
It's sweet.
It tastes like a sweet roll. It kind of tastes like apple strudel.
So what we've got on the menu today is a full-blown, authentic style Mexican meal. We're going to do the enchiladas with the black bean mole sauce inside them and a chili pecan sauce.
Those on top. Scatter a few of these around the plate. And you have a really, really wonderful finished enchilada.
We're here today with Elena Love. She's one of the top raw food chefs in the world. She's going to teach us today how to make one of her most popular recipes, raw pizza. One of my favorite.
Regular olive oil has usually been heated, so you want to use an unheated oil because it's much better on your body. Heated oils actually cause weight gain because the body doesn't know how to use that fat, but raw fats the brain can use and the body can actually use. 118 degrees is the highest temperature that you want to go with raw foods. Over 118 degrees will kill all the enzymes. And then we're going to do the cheese. This is my favorite part. Do you want to do this part? What I love about raw organic vegan food and raw food is that I feel like I'm eating like a king all the time or like a queen. And I get to eat the best food that the planet has to offer. It gives me energy, it feeds my soul. It's just the most amazing food that we can have.
We always think of raw food salad and wow, look at this.
Yeah, this is not salad. I don't see any salad on there.
We learned how to veganize treats like donuts, chocolate, and even marshmallows. The phrase healthy desserts finally makes sense.
So Alice, have you had good feedback about your marshmallows?
I've had really nice feedback, yeah. People who haven't eaten marshmallows for 20 years since they became vegetarian, they go, well, I can now have marshmallows.
Well, I know some children who would probably really love to come and sample.
Really?
I'm here with RS and he's trying the raw organic chocolate donut.
It's very delicious.
Wow, thank you. Yeah, it's all natural, so all my recipes are your favorite junk foods and comfort foods, but it's all raw organic versions of it.
It's absolutely delicious.
Wow.
It's got depth to it, and it tastes very good.
Wow, thank you so much.
it's better than a donut.
Yes. Thank you. And you can watch it on Supreme Master TV. Yep, I actually make all the recipes and stuff, so you too can be raw organic, saving the planet.
I am. Thank you very much.
Hello, welcome to another episode of Annie's Raw Food Kitchen on Supreme Master Television. Thanks for joining me here today. Today I'm going to show you how to make a superfood gourmet chocolate candy that is so delicious and guilt-free and really good for you. Now, maca is an adaptogen that comes from the Andes, and the natives there eat it to help them deal with the elevation change as they're climbing up the mountains, up and down. So it actually rebuilds our adrenal glands, which is our body's center for handling stress. And that is it. Versatile chocolate, the healthiest chocolate on the planet.
Through cooking shows, we have given tips and insights on nutrition and learned about various plant-based diets from macrobiotics to raw foods.
Basically, in the raw vegan world, we have a few different types of noodles. One of the most popular is to make noodles out of zucchini or some type of squash.
Chef B. Live's unique raw cuisines have been enjoyed by notable people like US President Barack Obama, the Hugging Saint Amachi, and actors Woody Harrelson and Keenan Ivory Wayans.
Now I'm going to make you a super special treat. Coconut water is awesome because it's very similar to plasma. In some third world countries and some tropical countries, they've actually used coconut water intravenously as a plasma substitute, which is quite interesting.
Tempeh is very high in protein, 19.5% protein, and it contains all of your essential amino acids, also contains B vitamins. Tempeh is soybeans, and the soybeans have been partially cooked and then fermented. And why that's so important is because fermented food is very easy for you to digest and for you to assimilate.
All right, so here we go. Let's see whether or not our yogurt has set. It's been about 4 hours.
Okay.
All right. And let me grab a couple of spoons here. And there's our nice thick yogurt.
Oh my God, look at that.
Okay, but what's more, we're going to take this yogurt and we're going to turn this into a yogurt cheese and a yogurt topping for fresh berries.
It's infinite.
The possibilities are infinite.
It's also really fun to use this technique of massaging kale. That way the kale is still raw, which holds in all of the enzymes, but it breaks it down so it's more digestible for your body to handle. Starting to get much, much softer, almost to the texture of if it had been cooked. but it's the action of the vinegar and the salt and the coating of the oil that breaks it down like this.
I'm going to make a raw vegan superfood mousse au chocolat tart. Raw ingredients, vegan ingredients, superfood. Raw means you get the full spectrum of nutrients that a food has to offer. It's like a butter substitute, cream substitute, egg substitute. And if you combine it with all kinds of ingredients, you don't taste the avocado. You can use even avocados for your cooked recipes, like a cake, like an icing, put some sugar and chocolate powder.
So for today, I want to focus on growing your own food right in your kitchen, also known as kitchen gardening. To begin sprouting, all you need are a few basic pieces of equipment that you can find in any hardware store and some organic seeds. This was 2 tablespoons of seeds that grew into this much sprouts.
In a quickly altering world, organic vegan foods have never been more paramount for the status of our planet and for our own well-being. When we return after these brief messages, we'll revisit vegetarian destinations around the world in commemoration of World Vegetarian Day. Welcome back to Vegetarianism, the Noble Way of Living. Vegetarianism encompasses other facets of life beyond food. In this past year, Supreme Master Television correspondents visited various international destinations that honour compassionate and ethically sound ideals.
Sehr erleuchtete Zuschauer, ich befinde mich jetzt hier vor dem legendären Hotel Swiss, dem veganen Hotel-Restaurant, und wir sind hier zu einer kostenlosen Verköstigung am Buffet eingeladen. Das werden wir uns jetzt einmal anschauen. Bitte folgen Sie uns.
I was vegetarian for about 13 years and couldn't find any sort of fashion accessories that I would like that would meet my ethics of cruelty-free, environmentally friendly and also compassionate to people. So after years of sort of scouring the shelves, we decided to form Bourgeois Bohème. Bourgeois Bohème was born out from a celebration of life. The purpose of it was to show people that you can be stylish, but you don't actually have to compromise on our ethics.
Yes, and also we wanted to show that being vegan and being ethical, you didn't have to compromise on the environment, on animal friendliness, on good working conditions.
As awareness of food ethics and environmental sustainability is on the rise, Vegetarian and vegan restaurants have also recently dotted the globe in accelerating numbers. Their marked success affirms the growing trend towards more conscious and compassionate choices.
We are here today in Akron, Ohio, just half an hour south of Cleveland. This is the home of the famous rock star Christy Hine. Not too long ago, Christy opened a vegan restaurant named The Vegetarian. Why did Christy Hine decide to open a vegan restaurant?
Well, Christy decided to open a vegetarian restaurant.
Okay.
And she wanted a place in Akron that when she came home that she could really enjoy good food at. She also wanted to raise awareness of factory farming and saving the animals.
And there we have the Guardian Chicken Piccata.
Wir stehen hier vor dem Café Ignaz, wo seit 24 Jahren vegetarisch und vegan gekocht wird.
Estamos em São Paulo, a cidade brasileira conhecida como capital mundial da gastronomia. Com mais de 12 mil restaurantes, estamos no Maha Mantra, um delicioso restaurante lacto-vegetariano com influências indianas.
Greetings from the heartland of the United States. We're in Chicago, Illinois. We're at Veggie Bite, a restaurant that prides itself in being the first fast service vegan restaurant chain ever.
And what would you call the kind of cooking that you do?
We do like Vedic plus Ayurvedic cooking both. Come to Kala Chandra's restaurant one time to experience of your vegetarian food, how healthy is your mind and body will be.
The purpose of our restaurant is to introduce to the Israeli way of life a non-dairy, non-meat diet. Veganism is the ultimate diet, is the ultimate philosophy for every human being in this world. And it brings you spiritually closer to the universe, with each other, with the earth, with the animals. Our restaurant has been here for 20 years and we are ready for anyone to come in that's ready to make a transition. So we introduce what we have and 100% of the time everybody enjoys it.
Tietysti
mä oon palveluammatissa, kun mä oon näyttelijä. Mä koen, että sekin on palvelijan työ. Ja meillä nimi on Silvo Ble, ja mun oma nimi, kun on Satu Silvo, niin se tulee siitä. Mutta ajatus on tää Silvo Ble, terveys ja hyvinvointi. Tietysti mä oon lapsena jo kärsinyt tämmöisestä hankalasta tulehduskierteestä, eli antibiooteilla ja lääkkeillä tuhonnut terveyteni. Ja aloitin ravinnolla, elävällä ravinnolla korjaamaan kehon tilannetta. Ja siitä se lähti. 10 vuotta käytin sitä ruokaa ja sitten...
Sait terveys takaisin.
Olen Satu Silvo, näyttelijä Suomesta. Katsot Supreme Master -televisiota. I am Satu Silvo, actress from Finland. You are watching Supreme Master Television.
Vegetarian restaurants and food companies offer delectable alternatives that never compromise on taste.
Vegetarian cuisine, that's it. I am starving. Well, now we are inside of One World Vegetarian Cuisine, and we are here to celebrate one of America's greatest holidays, Thanksgiving. It's a celebration of life. And it's a coming together of the people that you love, and there's a lot of food involved, as usual. And what's very, very special about this is, in keeping with the celebration of life, what we're doing is we are going to be celebrating with an entirely cruelty-free meal for Thanksgiving. And we are not going to sacrifice any of the taste, any of the flavor, any of the visual candy here.
Well, I started Turtle Island Foods in 1980 on my savings of $2,500. Right from the get-go, we saw that there was a need for vegetarians. We've never sold less tofurkies than the year before. We've always managed to increase our sales since 1995 in the last 12 years. So we developed, for the vegetarian, a tofurky jerky, smoked tofurky wishbone. And we hold it like this.
Okay, let's try it.
And you make a wish, and I make a wish. Do you have your wish?
I have my wish.
Okay, 1, 2, 3. Up.
Wow.
Looks like you get the wish. Okay. So I hope it was a good one.
And all the way an hour just to get to the vegan treat?
Definitely. And it's worth it.
You can't get anything like this anywhere else.
Every morning we make vegan donuts, which is kind of a novelty in the vegan world. And we do a lot of gourmet French pastries.
This is a brownie bottom cheesecake. It's a layer of brownies at the bottom, then New York style cheesecake, and then more big hunks of brownies with organic and edible gold.
You don't have to be vegetarian or vegan to dive away from your regular lifestyle that you're used to and accustomed to. The alternatives are out there, and it makes a big difference on the environment and the world around you, and to eat a little more compassionately.
Along with living green comes living more simply. Local organic farmers markets are enjoying an upswing in popularity and warmly welcome new and returning visitors. In turn, shoppers are grateful for the availability of luscious, naturally grown fruits and vegetables, just as nature intended.
The Yimundi markets originated in 1979, where local farmers put their crop on display for the residents to enjoy. Today the markets are held on a Wednesday and a Saturday, and this place is a hub of activity during these times. People will drive for hours to be a part of this event. So let's take a look at some of the organic, fresh fruit and vegetables.
Good morning, everyone. I'm Sherry Soria, and I'm here with Terry Nieves, and we're on the Mendocino Coast getting ready to harvest sea vegetables. I know that when I was a little kid growing up in Santa Barbara, we used to play with these, and we would be, you know, we would
whip
go
them
like
around.
This, yes, and try to catch each other with it and tie each other up and everything else. It really is a lot like a rope. And this part right here is the part that
that's the edible part.
Earlier.
Yes. Yeah.
So that's great. Well, this has been really fun, Terry. Thank you so much for bringing us out
welcome.
On this adventure.
you are never too young to grow your own veggies.
날씨가 쌀쌀해서 다들 외투를 입었답니다. 하지만 부지런한 농부들은 이른 봄에 농사를 시작하는 법이죠.
감자가 햇빛에 보지 않게 흙으로 다 덮어요.
그리고 잘 자라라고 기도해요. 지금 뭐 하냐고요?
마른 풀을 감자 위에 덮어주는 거예요.
어른이 농부들이 가꾸는 유기농 채소밭에서 새싹이 나기 시작했어요.
채소가 잘 크고 있군요.
아, 당근이네요.
We greatly enjoyed this celebration of World Vegetarian Day with you. May today's enthusiasm carry forth to the next day and beyond, as we work together to create a vegan Eden on Earth. And now, stay tuned to Supreme Master Television for Between Master and Disciples. Farewell for now, and we will meet again soon on Vegetarianism, the Noble Way of Living.
For more details, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/VEG.